This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimire with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives resumes after visit visa scam deadlock. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak denies involvement. National Assembly members demand government action on air safety, visit visa misuse and press freedom. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges technology-driven reforms for evidence-based investigations and prosecutions. And Iran launches waves of missiles at Israel in response to attacks. Now, the news in detail. The session of the House of Representatives, which had been obstructed for over 2 weeks due to the ongoing visit visa scam controversy, has officially resumed. The parliamentary deadlock was broken following a two-point agreement between the ruling parties and the main opposition, the CPN Maoist Centre. The deal includes the government's commitment to fully support the Commission for the Investigation of Abuse of Authority in its ongoing probe into alleged corruption and human trafficking in the visit visa procedures. Additionally, the government has fleshed policy, legal and structural reforms in the immigration system. However, tensions remain high. Lawmakers from the Rashtriya Swatantra Party and Rashtriya Prajatantra Party protested during the proceedings, expressing dissatisfaction with the agreement and demanding further accountability. Speaking in the House, Chief Whip of the CPN Maoist Centre, Hitaraj Pandey, emphasised the need for an impartial investigation and strong legal action against those involved, including government officials, travel agencies, manpower firms and airlines. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak addressed the Parliament denying any involvement in the scandal. He said the allegations were politically motivated and insisted he would not resign based on unproven accusations while also vowing full cooperation with the investigation. Likewise, members of the National Assembly have raised serious concerns over key national issues, urging the government to take immediate action. In yesterday's National Assembly session, lawmakers drew the government's attention to pressing matters, including air safety, the visit visa scandal, and media freedom. They stressed the urgent need for technical and policy reforms in Nepal's aviation sector and called on the government to work towards lifting the European Union's ban on Nepalese airlines from operating in European airspace. On the issue of the visit visa scam, a demand was made for the formation of a high-level probe committee to tackle policy-level corruption and ensure accountability. Lawmakers also voiced strong opposition to a recent case filed against a journalist under cybercrime laws, stating that such actions go against the constitution and threaten press freedom. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli has called for a more effective and evidence-based legal system in Nepal. Speaking at the inauguration of the Third National Conference of Police Investigators and Government Prosecutors in Kathmandu yesterday, Prime Minister Oli emphasized the need for fairness, impartiality and transparency in police investigations and prosecutions. The Prime Minister urged authorities to adopt technology to enhance evidence collection and ensure that legal procedures are fact-based and effective. He also assured continued logistical support to strengthen the capacity of the Nepal Police. The two-day national conference, bringing together police investigators and government prosecutors from across the country, concludes today. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Arzu Rana Deoba has said Nepal has stepped up its global diplomatic efforts. At a meeting of the International Relations and Tourism Committee of the Federal Parliament yesterday, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Rana highlighted the ministry's intensified diplomatic engagement with friendly nations and the global community. She emphasized that Nepal is working actively to promote its climate change agenda on the international stage, notably through the Sagarmatha Sambad initiative. Responding to lawmakers' question, Minister Dr. Rana also assured that the essential services such as passport and consular assistance are being provided efficiently to Nepali citizens around the world. A tragic road accident in Baglung district has claimed 2 lives and left several injured. 2 people were killed and 14 others sustained injuries in a jeep accident that took place in Thorpattan Municipality 5 of Baglung yesterday. According to police, the deceased have been identified as 70-year-old Narabahadur Karki and 75-year-old Bhim Kumari Buddha, both residents of Thorpattan too. The jeep en route to Chaur from Burtibang market veered off the road and plunged about 60 meters. Among the injured are the jeep driver and several passengers, including young children and elderly individuals. All injured are currently receiving treatment at Burtibang Provincial Hospital. Police have launched an investigation into the cause of the accident. Kathmandu University has celebrated a major academic milestone with its 30th convocation ceremony. A total of 1,929 students from various faculties graduated during the 30th convocation of the university held yesterday at the university premises in Dhulikhel Kabripalansuk. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli, who is also the Chancellor of the University, awarded medals and certificates to outstanding students. Addressing the ceremony, he encouraged graduates to face future challenges with confidence by applying their knowledge in real-life practice. Prime Minister also urged the young graduates to actively engage in research and innovation to contribute to the nation's development. Managing Director and Chief Administrative Officer of the World Bank Group, Wen Chai Zhang, paid a courtesy call on Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli at Balwatari yesterday. During the meeting, both sides discussed expanding cooperation to achieve Nepal's development goals, including job creation, increased investment and support for Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, among others. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal Now. It's time for a short break.
Daddy India jani, mommy China jani. Dubai jana Facebook ra Viber ma zero. Ani hamile kasari contact garne?
Timiharu Facebook ra Viber ma hero bhara ke garne? Nepal Telecom le lyako sewa suvidha ko bare ma zero rai chau. Aile Nepal Telecom le roaming sewa lyaeko cha. China ra India ma hamro yahi prepaid mobile majjale chalcha. बेला बेलामा कुरा गर्न केही समस्या छैन
हो र भने अनि कसरी चलाउने चाहिँ थाहा छ त
किन थाहा नहुनु यो सेवा एक्टिभेट गर्नलाई *1415 *7 र ह्यास डायल गर्नुपर्छ र उतैबाट रिचार्ज गर्न पनि मिल्छ तिमीहरूलाई पनि अरू कुरा थाहा पाउन मन छ भने नेपाल टेलिकमको मोबाइल एप्स अथवा वेबसाइट हेरे हुन्छ
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
वेलकम ब्याक नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज Speaker of the House of Representatives, Devaraj Ghimire, has emphasized the need for state-level policies to preserve and promote mother languages. Inaugurating the second International Mother Language Conference organized by the National Forum of Newar Journalists in Lalitpur, Speaker Ghimire highlighted the growing challenges facing mother language journalism and called for urgent attention to safeguard it. Also speaking at the event, Chairperson of the Public Service Broadcasting, Dr. Mahendra Bista, acknowledged the long-standing contribution of mother language journalism and expressed confidence that the National Forum of Newar Journalists would continue to play a vital role in public information and news dissemination. With the arrival of the monsoon season, public health concerns are mounting nationwide with a steady rise in dengue infections. Health authorities have confirmed that dengue cases are now being reported from almost every corner of the country, with the highest number of cases in the Kathmandu Valley. According to the Epidemiology and Disease Control Division, 1,295 dengue infections have been recorded from January 1st to June 12, spanning 72 districts. Kathmandu alone has reported the highest number, with 136 confirmed cases. Experts warn that the coming months, July to October, pose the greatest risk of further spread, with health authorities bracing for a potentially severe dengue season. In response, the Ministry of Health and Population has begun mobilizing local-level prevention and awareness campaigns to contain the outbreak before it escalates. Now on to an international news update. Tensions in the Middle East have escalated dramatically as Iran launches missile attacks on Israel in retaliation for earlier attacks. Iran launched waves of ballistic missiles toward Israel on Friday night in response to a deadly Israeli strike earlier targeting Tehran's nuclear facilities, senior military commanders and scientists. Explosions were reported over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, triggering air raid sirens across the country. Iranian state media claimed that hundreds of missiles were launched in three waves, targeting dozens of military centers and air bases inside Israel. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps stated that the attack was carried out on the direct orders of Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, who declared that Israel had initiated a war and warned that such strikes would not go unanswered. However, the Israeli military reported that fewer than 100 missiles were fired, most of which were intercepted or failed to reach their targets. Now, the general weather forecast for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has predicted that today's weather is likely to remain partly to generally cloudy across the country. There is a possibility of light to moderate rainfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly areas of the country, including Kosi and Madhes provinces, and at one or two places in the rest of the country. There is also a possibility of heavy rainfall at one or two places in the hilly regions of Kosi province. The division explained that westerly and local winds currently affect the western parts of the country, while monsoon winds influence the Kosi, Bagmati, most of the Gondaki province, and a few areas in the eastern region of the Lumbini province. Temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are forecast to remain from a minimum of 19 to 21 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 27 and 29 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for today. But before we go, here is a quick recap of headlines again. House of Representatives resumes after visit visa scam deadlock. Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak denies involvement. National Assembly members demand government action on air safety, visit visa misuse and press freedom. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli urges technology-driven reforms for evidence-based investigations and prosecutions. And Iran launches waves of missiles at Israel in response to attacks. That's all for today's bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us online at radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.